Very excited to talk to this gentleman, and the word is from John O'Farr, our panel operator. He's fired up on the phone. Robbie Slater, good morning to you, mate.
Why is he saying I'm fired up?
Well, you just sat, you're on the bit, you're ready to go. Big weekend of Asian Cup football, and we said before, mate.
Where I am, I've just opened my eyes, and you've quite rudely interrupted me from my sleeping.
Oh, well, where are you? What are you still in the cot?
I'm still in the cot, son, with the kiddos. I'm tired.
It's all happening at the Slater household.
Hello, I got to bed at like 3. Hello.
You love these international tournaments too, living in this great country of ours.
We've just got the best time zone for international tournaments in football, haven't we? It's just brilliant. The best one ever was 2002 World Cup. Obviously, that was played in Japan and South Korea. And same time zone. It was a brilliant World Cup. But obviously, for most of the big tournaments, they're taking place late at night or in the middle of the night. Which brings me to this evening's game, which is our crunch game for Australia, although Jordan probably did us a favour last night in the fact that they beat Syria 2-0. Al Tamari, who gave us such a torrid time in our loss to them, got the first goal, and their big central defender, Khattab, got the second one before half-time, and they held on. Syria had more possession. But what that means is Syria obviously drawing with Palestine. They're sitting on 1 point. Jordan now looks like they're going to top the group, which, by beating us, sort of put them as favourites if they beat Syria. So they'll probably finish with 9 points. And, if it goes to plan, we should beat Palestine tonight, which will put us second in the group. And, then we'll have, we'll have to beat Syria, which we should be able to do to finish second in the group, which might be a blessing in disguise.
Any selection shocks tonight, Robbie?
Yeah, Tim Cahill's back. Harry Kuehl will start on the left wing. And Mark Bosnich is in goal. No, there'll be no surprises. Look, I fully expect that those injured players will still be injured because you don't get over muscle injuries, like I think Risden and the boots are both groin injuries, so you don't get over them in a few days, so I expect them to still be out. So, I expect that Ryan Grant will play right fullback. That's an obvious. This is the FC right fullback. Up front, we're probably expecting a couple of changes. I think Chris Economides, the Perth striker, will start. Look, apart from that, guys, we don't have a hell of a lot of options. Three of our best players are injured. Arzani's a long-term injury. So, we've got what we've got, and what we've got should be good enough to beat Palestine and Syria in a few days' time.
If we don't beat Palestine tonight, do you just get on the Qantas plane and come home?
Oh, you pack up and come home, son. You don't pack up and come home. You pack up and go somewhere else.
This is sort of, 125 they are. Look, as we heard from Jamie Rogers before, plenty of people wanting to back them and take them in multis. They're no doubt a short price option. Palestine, if you think they can cause a huge upset, huge, $13. The draw at $5. Away from, obviously, the next couple of games, so it's Palestine and Syria, are we a realistic chance of threatening in this Asian Cup, or do we just let this one go and we focus on World Cups, etc., coming up?
Bonjour!
Shush, Indica. Sorry,
bonjour.
That's bonjour from the little one. Look, they're very good points. And it's, of course, it's not only about, although the immediate goal now is, after the disaster of losing to Jordan, is to get out of the group, make sure we do. But it's also, that's not good enough. We need to be challenging in the tournament. I still believe we've got the players to do that. I still would like to believe that we had a bad day at the office, which happens, that we can win these two games and we can go deep into the tournament. Look, I think with the players we're missing, I think semi-finals is the target for us. And then, as you get into the semi-finals, then anything can happen.
Absolutely. All right, quickly then, let's go through round 13 of the A-League. You got some tips for the listeners?
Look, I think some of them look pretty straightforward this week. I think Wellington are in terrific form. The surprise of the season, they're playing the Mariners, who haven't won a game. So, you know, I think they will win quite comfortably. Perth playing Wanderers, who are in terrible form. Perth top of the table, just coming, you know, off beating Sydney. You've got, who is it, Melbourne City up against Newcastle. I've got them down as favourites. Sydney FC and Adelaide is probably the pick of the round. Adelaide with a terrific win over Melbourne Victory. So, look, I'll still go for Sydney at home.
Just on the A-League, we spoke to the Wolf, Phil Moss, earlier in the week. Mate, pitched up to him. So we had Perth, obviously, pretty dominant against Sydney FC. We had that slip from Victory against Adelaide. But we've still got Adelaide and Victory... Victory and Perth, those equal favourites. I mean, should Perth be clear-cut A-League favourites on what we've seen in the last couple of weeks?
Well, it depends what you're talking... If you're talking about the Premier's plate or you're talking about champions.
I'm talking about champions. That's the overall champion winner. So favourites at this stage.
Yeah, well, you only need to look at what happened last year.
Yeah,
Victory were nowhere near it in the Premier's plate. Sydney won it by a country mile. But the champions were Melbourne Victory because they're great at finals football. And the problem for Victory at the moment is they're missing their marquee man, Keske Honda, who is the best player in the competition. When they've got him, they're the favourites. Clear and cut.
Robbie, English Premier League, a couple of games that stand out. Tottenham v Man United, that's going to be a really important one. And I guess all Liverpool fans are really nervous given their poor form of late against Brighton.
Yeah, well, they say poor form of late, and I get that. And, you know, you anti-Liverpool people like to say that it's poor form. But what it is, basically, is they were unlucky at Manchester City not to really get a draw. And then he played a second team, and, you know, three teenagers, a 16-year-old against Wolves in the FA Cup. Look, you can argue whether that was right. Was it showing disrespect towards the FA Cup? But it wasn't, you know, the first team. So, look, they've lost one in the Premiership, their first loss. But it is a test going to Brighton to see if any damage has been done a little bit deeper to Liverpool, because, of course, Liverpool have never won the Premier League. Manchester City have. They have that experience of winning it. So, you know, it's an important game for Liverpool to get all 3 points. The other one, of course, is Spurs up against Manchester United. Look, the games they've won, United, they're all expected to win, whether Humpty Dumpty was in charge, let alone Mourinho. I think this is the biggest test for Solskjaer so far. So it'll be interesting. I'm tipping a draw at Spurs for Manchester United.
Yeah, let's hope they can do a little better than that. Good on you, Robbie. Appreciate that. Au revoir.
Au revoir.